Hey, Stellar Teachers, welcome back to the Stellar Teacher Podcast. You're listening to episode 306. Today, we're kicking off a six-episode series called Your Literacy Block. The goal of this series is to dig into six major elements that every upper elementary teacher should include in their literacy block. So it's sort of like your playbook when it comes to literacy planning. Over the next six episodes, we're going to be talking about reading comprehension, word work, phonics and phonemic awareness, fluency, writing, and finishing things up with a small group instruction. You are not going to want to miss any of these episodes because we're going to be digging into each specific area. We're going to be talking about the amount of time you can spend on each area, and we're giving you practical routines and activities so you can be your best teacher self in all of these areas of literacy. And of course, just like everything we do here at the Stellar Teacher Company, everything is going to be rooted in research. We know that you are busy and we know you are ready to learn. So let's jump in. Today, we're talking all about reading comprehension. Okay, this is the big one, you guys, reading comprehension. And if we're being honest, this is the reason that we teach reading in the first place. Reading comprehension is always the goal. We want our students to understand what they read, period. We are all the time hearing from teachers in our community about how their students struggle to comprehend. And teachers are always asking us, what strategy can we use to improve reading comprehension? So before we jump into what reading comprehension is, let's talk real quick about what it isn't. Reading comprehension is not one strategy. Reading comprehension is not something that you do. It's something that happens as a result of multiple things working together. Reading comprehension is an outcome. It's not a strategy. I remember so clearly being a third grade teacher, and I also did this when I taught second grade. I would pull my small group back to my small group table and I would say, all right, everyone, we're going to be working on reading comprehension today. Today, we're going to work on this strategy called visualization. Well, it's true. Good readers do visualize as they read. But here's the thing. Reading comprehension cannot be taught in isolation. It's something that is built over time. Rather than spending our instructional time on strategies, we need to shift our thinking. Here are things that you can do to actually support comprehension with any text. So our job is not to teach comprehension strategies, but rather create the condition in which our students will comprehend. So like I said earlier, comprehension is the result of multiple things working together. Those things are going to be background knowledge, vocabulary, syntax understanding or sentence understanding, and thinking and reasoning skills. I'm going to give you a really great routine on how to incorporate all of these elements into your reading block. But first, let's talk about time. In the beginning of this episode, I promised you that with each of our episodes in this literacy block series, we're going to be sharing with you what research says is the amount of time you should be spending on each element. Okay, so I hate to start off with a caveat, but caveat. Comprehension is not just one thing that you do, as we talked about earlier. So there is not a set amount of time for you to teach comprehension during your literacy block. Rather than thinking about comprehension as a bucket of time during your day, think about it like a spray bottle. It is sprayed all throughout your day. Anytime your students are interacting with the text, you can be supporting them in building their reading comprehension. Instead of thinking or asking, how many minutes should I spend on reading comprehension? We need to start thinking about how can I intentionally build comprehension throughout my reading block, throughout my whole day. Which brings me to part three of this episode. What does this actually look like in my literacy block? So like I mentioned, comprehension is something that we are building anytime our student is interacting with a text, which is why the framework that I'm about to share is amazing because it can work with any text. So here's the good news. The Stellar Teacher Company has a reading routine for you to use that can help you increase your students' reading comprehension. You did hear that correct. I'm going to share a routine for you that you can use with any text. Any text, you guys. If you're reading a poem, if you're reading a chapter book, if you're reading a passage, this strategy can be adapted for you to help create those conditions in which your students' comprehension will improve. So we call this the 3-2-1 for reading comprehension. This strategy breaks down into three things you're going to do before you read, two things you're going to do while you read, and one thing to do after you read. Get it? 3, 2, 1. Okay, so let's start with the three things that you're going to do before you read. The first thing you're going to do is build and activate background knowledge so students have a bit of knowledge before they begin reading their text. You can do this in a variety of ways. One example activity for building background knowledge is showing your students a photograph and have them share details from the photograph that they notice. This helps students activate what they already know, helps them make connections about the topic, and helps them begin that mental framework for the text before they even start reading. It also gives students a shared experience and a common language that they can carry with them as they begin reading the text. This is just one example of a quick background knowledge activity. You could also have your students watch a short video clip. You could have them discuss a related experience. You could also have them participate in an agree-disagree statement. You could have them brainstorm what they already know about the topic before they jump into reading. So after we build background knowledge, the second thing we're going to do is introduce and explicitly teach 1 to 2 vocabulary words from the text. When you're choosing these vocabulary words, you want to choose a word that is tier 2. This is going to be a high leverage word that your students will be able to see across multiple reading contexts. The third thing we're going to do before we read is we are going to highlight the genre or preview the text structure. So this just kind of gives our students a roadmap for what they're about to read. If we're getting our students ready to read a poem, for example, we might want to preview the text structure by just reminding our students poetry is typically broken up into stanzas. Sometimes we have rhyming patterns, sometimes we don't. We're just sort of reminding our students about the elements of the genre or the text structure that they are about to read. Again, this is sort of like a roadmap so our students know what to expect while they're reading. If we're about to read a fiction text, we could even introduce the story mountain of the text we're about to read, just to give our students, again, an idea of where the story is going, where the text is going. This helps better understand the details of the text as they read. So that brings us to the 2 things that we are going to do while we're reading. While we're reading with our students, we are going to highlight a sentence. While you're reading with your students, you're going to pause and highlight a particularly difficult sentence in the text. So this could be a very tense sentence structure. This could be an important sentence to the text. But we know that comprehension starts at the sentence level. So highlighting one sentence that's been pre-selected by you, the teacher, is such a powerful way to build comprehension at the sentence level. Maybe you talk about how a conjunction is used to join the two ideas together, or how a pronoun replaces a noun. Anything that helps the students better understand that one particular sentence and its structure will ultimately support their reading comprehension. The second thing we're going to do while we are reading is asking questions while we read. And I know you guys know how to do this. When we ask questions to our students as we're reading, it of course is increasing their verbal reasoning skills, also building their inferential thinking skills. All good things, all good things. So we're asking questions along the way as we read. Okay, that brings us to our last thing. The one thing we're going to do after we read is assign our students to a writing about reading activity. We want our students to be thinking about what they had just read. We want them to be reflecting, and of course, we want them to be writing. Writing about reading is researched back, and it does not have to be overcomplicated. You don't have to go through the entire writing process for this to be a meaningful experience. You could have your students answer a prompt or a question about the text. You could have them rate the text. You could have them write a recommendation to a friend. Would you recommend this text to a friend? Would you not recommend this text to a friend? And have them explain anything that is going to get our students processing what they just read in writing is a great thing to do. And as I mentioned before, the 3-2-1 framework for reading comprehension can truly be adapted to any text. We have teachers all the time asking, well, how do I use this with novels? Well, all you're going to do is choose one small section of text, such as a chapter, and repeat the 3-2-1 framework. If the 3-2-1 framework sounds super great, but also feels a little overwhelming to plan, be sure to check out the whole group lessons inside the Stellar Literacy Collective. We've already done all this planning for you, including engaging text, built-in vocabulary, comprehension, writing activities, and ready to teach lessons with the 3-2-1 framework. Hopefully today's episode helped you see comprehension a little bit differently, not as just one isolated strategy lesson strategy of the week lesson, but as the result of everything students experience throughout your literacy block. When teachers intentionally build background knowledge, explicitly teach vocabulary, support syntax, ask meaningful questions, and give students opportunities to write about what they read, you are building reading comprehension. And honestly, that's why I love this routine so much, because it's a simple structure that makes comprehension support feel practical and manageable and just not overwhelming for once. And remember, you do not need everything to fit perfectly. Small, intentional shifts in how students interact with the text can really make a big difference over time. Next week in this series, we are going to be talking all about word work and vocabulary instruction, what it can look like in upper elementary, and how it can be effective for you and your students. Thanks so much for spending part of your day with us, and we'll talk to you next Monday.